You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Continuing with this little exploration of what left advocacy groups think of a historically left election, I reached out to AAAP for their thoughts. AAAP have criticised the Labor government in the past for not doing enough on poverty and welfare reform. Whether or not Labor ends up forming a coalition with the Greens or the Māori Party will likely have a big impact on what changes we see in this area. AAAP also now have an MP. Ricardo Menendez-March, coordinator for AAAP, has come in at number 10 on the Greens list. I spoke to Brooke Stanley-Powell, coordinator with Auckland Action Against Poverty, about this. I started by asking her what policies AAAP would like to see enacted.
In an ideal world, AAAP would like to see benefits at livable levels, removing sanctions, so work and social obligations from WINS, and also individualising benefits so that everybody has access to their own money irrespective of what type of relationship they're in. We're also deeply committed to Te Tiriti Te O Waitangi, so that needs to be grounded in kind of the Social Security Act as well, which at the moment that legislation doesn't mention it at all. And I think ideally we'd like to shift the narrative from us focusing on people's worth being determined by the work that's considered important within a settler colonial construct. Right now, caregiving, community work and domestic labour are all things that are considered valued or honoured within our current system.
And can you assess the government's track record on poverty so far?
I think at the moment there hasn't been anything transformational about their welfare policies. I know that they've committed to, Labor specifically has committed to a training incentive allowance and also increasing the abatement threshold so that part-time workers can earn more before their benefits are affected. But we all know that current benefit levels are below the poverty line. And so until they address that and ensure that they're at a level that people can live with dignity and in their full power, then we'll continue to fight for and advocate for those things.
And to what extent do you think this lack of action is due to having been in coalition with New Zealand First? And Winston Peters has pretty proudly stated that he acted as a handbrake on Labor. Can we expect bolder policy with them gone?
To be honest, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, like, there are so many, successive governments have continued to kind of, the reason why we're in this space at the moment is because successive governments have not addressed the issue of poverty in Aotearoa. And so I think this idea of putting it onto New Zealand First and saying that, and even though he admitted, yeah, okay, he's been on handbrake, I think Labor now, with a majority government, they don't have that excuse anymore to use New Zealand First as saying, well, we can't do anything because they don't want to, you know, they're kind of not wanting to address that space. I think also this idea that in this movement that AAAP is in terms of eliminating poverty directly confronts our whole capitalist system. And so I think it's also within the system, because capitalism is so entrenched as being the norm, it's hard for us to imagine outside of what else could be. I think COVID this year gave us a small opportunity and a window where people were imagining what it could be like here. But now that that's kind of, we're learning to live with it, it's kind of, we're going back to the status quo. We don't want that to happen.
So the Greens and the Māori Party have both made a commitment to implement AAAP's livable incomes for all campaign. But Labor don't need them on their current numbers. Do you think it's likely that either of these parties will find themselves in government?
To be honest, I think it would be better if they stayed in opposition. I think if Labor and the Greens moved into a coalition with Labor, they wouldn't have the negotiating power that they would, you know, they wouldn't be able to move on the revolutionary policies that both those parties are holding.
I guess they don't have a lot of bargaining power in any sort of negotiation, so maybe it would be more beneficial for them to sit on the outside and actually be able to be critical of the policies rather than being tied to them? Is that correct?
Exactly that. I mean, when you're in coalition, it's hard to call the other party out. without everyone being like, oh my gosh, drama. So I think it would be better if they set an opposition and then held them to account. And also for groups on the ground like AAAP and other organisations to keep pushing to hold the Labor government accountable as well.
Labor have rolled out a capital gains tax and a wealth tax. How much progress can be made on alleviating poverty without addressing these wider issues, particularly around housing?
Yeah, I think those are really strong indicators that Labor doesn't have a plan to be as transformational as they've been talking about in the welfare space. Because without those, without a capital gains tax and a wealth tax policy, we won't have the money, well, they won't have the money to kind of fund back into to be able to commit to welfare reform. So, I mean, yeah, they talk a lot about, I mean, and Jacinda and Labor have talked about at the last election about how child poverty is such a an important issue for them, and in the last 3 years we haven't seen we haven't really seen that addressed. Poverty, I mean, they talk about it in child poverty, which is frustrating because it's poverty. Poverty is poverty, and these children they don't live in isolation. They're connected to families, and so it's frustrating. And I think it speaks to Labor's position.
Ricardo Menendez-March is now an MP. He's made it in on the Greens list. Do you think it'll help for AAAP to have a guy on the inside now?
Oh, my gosh. We love that Ricardo made it in. It means that we're all going to Parliament. It's such a massive win for AAAP and for the people and communities that we serve here. And I know that Ricardo will be a staunch advocate for the communities that we serve and continue to advocate for the communities that we serve. So we're really, really excited and we're so, so happy and so proud of him.
And conversely, are you concerned about a stronger ACT party?
Yeah, I mean, who voted for ACT? I think National voters who didn't see National as a viable party this election voted for ACT. I mean, we only know David Seymour from ACT. And so I'm like, does he even have 8 mates from the ACT party to come in? We're really concerned about the power that that space will hold, but also, I mean, it is what it is, right? We've got to deal with whoever's in power and also continue to fight for the kaupapa that we do on the ground. And now that we have some really incredible MPs within the Green Party, not only Ricardo, Tiano Tuiono, who's the first Pacific Green MP that's made it in, Elizabeth Kerekere, and also with the Māori Party making it back in with Rawiri Waititi, I think, I mean, it's the first time in a long time that I've ever felt excited about that space. So I wish all of us well in the kaupapa that we're fighting for.
That was Brooke Stanley-Powell, coordinator with Auckland Action Against Poverty, speaking about the election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.